Tonight's Shir Simla Lamed Beis, Sif Yud through Yud Dalet. We learned the halacha that it's an absolute requirement to tan the hides that you're using to make the parashiyas at tefillin. It's a shail if it's diraisa drabonon de lishma. But then it has to be ma'ubid, that's for sure, midiraisa. So how do you know which hides were tanned for the parashiyas or not? So Sif Yud teaches us, kishemisamdin hanakovim b'matseyak ein oisius. The sofer would take an awl and he'd make holes in the parchment and spell out words, like connect the dots, spell out words with these holes, and that would spell out letters, and that would be a simon to know that these were the ones that were done lishma. In case a goy tried to counterfeit, you would know the difference. Even though it is pretty simple for a non-Jew to counterfeit, because all he has to do is line up the parchment that has the holes in it over another parchment and perforate it the second time with the awl. Ein choshen, we're not afraid that a goy is going to counterfeit like that. Mishum demirsas ein yehudi, the non-Jew is afraid, pen yakir yisol betfias ayin, that the yid can recognize that this is not the original one that I put the holes in. If you take a look in the Ber Halacha, before the Mishnah Berurah, Ber Halacha Ke'en Oisius, the second white line, they would make a sign with an awl in the shape of letters, Kedesh Liachlifim Ha'akum Ba'oyos Acherim, to prevent any possibility of a non-Jew switching the skins. V'dav Ke'en Oisius, now these holes have to be made in the shape of letters. But just to make holes, and that's my simon in some pattern, doesn't work. It has to be the main letters, beis, gimel, dal, whatever. What's the concern? Lezayif, the next bear halacha, sheminiach ha'or al gabi or acher. The goy could simply put one skin over the other. And he'll take the same matzeya, the same awl, and puncture through and make the same letter dots. The Machzor Shekel writes, in addition, you have to be very careful when you have an expert non-Jew working on tanning the leather, sometimes there are holes in the parchment, so they make patches of parchment from scraps and they attach it. You have to be very careful, because those patches are from parchment that was not done lishma. Shehein michatichus or oiros shemikatseya v'noyte mekol shiyav liyado lahatim talai. He takes this from strips of cut scraps of leather, and he takes that just to fill in the holes. Ubikoshi nikarim acher ha'ibud kiim neged hashemesh. It's very hard to recognize the patch unless you hold it up to the sun. And then you could see that something was fixed. So when you have a non-Jew, and he's a perfectionist, he wants it to look nice, you have to be careful that he's not patching any holes in the parchment with parchment that was not tanned lishma. Mishum demirtach, again, the next bear halacha. So we're not afraid the goy will counterfeit, because he's afraid. Halav hachi, if he wouldn't have mirsus, lo shaykh b'zeh sveiked v'abon l'kula. We're not going to say, well, it's over the v'abon l'kula. Following the opinion that the whole lishma is midabon anyway. Because if the goy can benefit, it's almost certain that he did this counterfeit. But if the goy has absolutely no benefit by exchanging, then we're not worried that he may switch it out. So in this case, because there's a mirsus, then we're not afraid that the goy made a counterfeit. So now we can see the Mishnah Berurah called Laman Aleph, Betfias Ayin, because the goy assumes the yid can recognize the legitimate sign versus the counterfeit sign. Shenasam b'simanim, he recognized the simon he made. Osha Elohan Akav Nasu Yoyis Mechosh Mishlo, or we could tell that these are newer punctures than the ones he made. V'yesh Oyman, some say she yichtov b'rosh b'fnim b'malkom she'en derech la'abed harosh v'yishar k'sav alachra ibud. Some say a different etzah. The yid should write on the inside of the parchment where they're not going to tan, and that would remain until after the tanning. And that'll be the siman. He actually is going to write on it in the Lashon HaKodesh that the goy could not copy. If not to use this sign with the awl because of the concern that the goy could duplicate it. But the mice, if someone did not write and they used the siman of the Shulchan Aruch with the dots that make letters like the Shulchan Aruch describes, we would rely on that. This is only if you have non-Jews doing the work. If you have non-Jewish tanners who are involved, then you have to be extra careful. That's why he's worried about the patching. But if it's all done by Yidden, you don't have this issue. Se'if yud aleph, or she'ibdu shelo lishmo. If they made a skin, a hide, and tanned it not for the sake of parshas tefillin. Im yesh tikun lachzor la'abdo lishmo, whether there is a way to mend it and do it again lishmo, Yispa'er b'tur Yerodea Simen Reish Ayin Alf is clarified in the Tur Yerodea Simen Reish Ayin Alf. If you look in the Be'er HaGoyle, he points out in Dalet that the Mechaber is telling us it's in the Tur. The Mechaber himself doesn't mention it in Reish Ayin Alf. This is in the Tur in Reish Ayin Alf. And over there he quotes a Tshuva from the Goyin that says that it is in fact Kosher. And the Be'er Hetiv says the same. You see in Simen Reish Ayin Alf, Dichom Lachzor Ulisakno, that you can in fact mend it. Again, I don't know why the Mishnah Berurah wrote nothing on this. The Be'er Hetiv writes that you see, if you look at Reish Ayin Alef in the Torah, you'll see that it does help to do it a second time, the Shema, and that makes it the Shema. So if you'd base, Yeh HaKlaf Me'or Behemu V'chai V'oif HaTahoyim, the parchment should come from the skin of a domesticated animal, a wild animal, or a bird, as long as they're of the kosher variety. Even if it wasn't properly slaughtered, even if it was a treifa, that's not relevant. Do not use the skins from non-kosher animals, behema, chaya, or bird. Because the pasuk says, "Lamantiyet teras Hashem beficha," and we learn from that pasuk the teras Hashem should be beficha mimin hamuter leficha, from this type of animal that is mutter to eat. For lo me'or dog, we do not use skins from fish. Afilu hutar, even a permitted fish. Mishum denefish zahamei, because we say it is scummy or it smells bad, and that makes it inappropriate. Again, there is no Mishnah Berurah, even though there is several Be'er Halachas. First, I'd like to bring attention to the Be'er Hetiv Tezayin, Hatahirim. B'toisvus desoita daf yitzayin kasa b'shem Yerushalmi dafilu sha'ar sfarm sheish b'm shemus osa lichtov al or behemet temeya Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says even other sfarm that has the name of Hashem should not be written on the skin of an akosher animal. So now we can look down in the Be'er Halacha on Divin Maskel Teres Hashem, four lines from the bottom. Vafilu sha'ar sfarm she'enim tanach. This Magen Avraham is referring to sfarm that are not tanach. Not Torah Vim Ksufim. Other Svarim, Torah Shvah Peh, that we write down. Sheyesh Bem Shemoth She'erim L'chokim. And it has in them the name of Hashem. And those names are names that should not be erased. Also L'chtov Al Or Behemet Temeah, those cannot be written on the skin of an akosher animal. Vim Heim Ksufim Rak Berem is a Simon Hashem. But let's say you write, you don't write Hashem's name out. You write a Remez, a Dalet, a Hey, something like that. Some say you could write it. And similarly, Shas and Poiskim, if it's written like that, we'd be permitted. You have to remember, there was a time when Gemaras were written on parchment. And that's what we're discussing here. Everything was written on parchment. So do you need a kosher animal skin to write a Gemara? To write, you know, from that period. So if Hashem's name is in it, it has to be a kosher animal. If Hashem's name is not in it, it's just a remnant of Hashem's name, then it would be permitted even on a non-kosher animal skin. Se'if Yud Gimel. Yeh klaf sholem. The parchment should be complete. Shlo yehei ben akovim. You don't want to have holes in it. She'ein hadyo overlov that prevents the ink from going over. Da'ana shlo teha ois niris bo chaluk l'shtam. You don't want to write it in such a way that the letter looks like it's split into two. Mishnah Berurah, Sifkatan Lamed Beis, the Shtayim. We don't want to write it in such a way that the letter looks like it's split into two. Shuhu Katan Kol Kach, Ad Shekeshe Maver Lov Kumis Nistam Anekev B'diyo. If you have a very small hole that you can write over it in one shot with the quill, and the hole is sealed with the ink. You don't even sense the hole with the part with the quill. Curse of that you can do. Even though a little ink will fall into that hole, if you hold it up to the sun, you'll see a little dot. Kosh, that's okay. But if the hole is so large that the ink can't write over it, then it's puzzle. It looks like the letter is split in half into two. Even if this hole happens to be in the center of the thickness of the letter, whether it's on its roof or on its leg, so there's ink on both sides of the hole, puzzle. That's not the way to write in the first place. Even if you have the appearance of the ois until that. Now, this psul is if the hole was there before you wrote. But if you wrote the ice on complete parchment, and then a hole developed, and it looks like two, then we want to examine, does it have the shape of the ice until the hole? If it does, kasha. We're going to learn this nearby in Sifta Zayin. So this halacha, he has to point out, is a halacha in lechatchila. When you write the oisius, it can't be that you're going to see a hole when you write it. If the hole is totally covered up by ink, it's a small hole, that's fine. But if it's big enough that it remains a hole in the ois, even though it's you see the tzuras of ice, that's no good. But if you already wrote the ois, and then later there comes a hole in a spot in the thickness of the ink, and it, you see the source of ice above and below, that would still be kosher. We'll learn that later on the nether. So if you dalid, has seifim has rizim oisin shlosha minei klofen. The seifim that are particularly careful and hardworking will have three different types of parchment. Ha'av yoyser lichtova parashas shema shikatana. The thickest will be used to write the parsha shema, which is a small parsha. Vadak mimenu, the thinner, the parsha v'hayim shemoa, will be for v'hayim shemoa, sheyos gedol, which is larger. Well, the parsha kaddish, or parsha v'hayi kiviyachos, sheheim aruchos, and then for kaddish and v'hayi kiviyachos, which are long, oisim klaf dakmod, it's a very thin parchment. Ubezei yismalu habotim b'shoveh, and that fills each of the bottom of the shorosh equally, and that it makes the tefillin more beautiful. So immediately the Mishnah Berurah says it's a mistake. The smallest is Shema is given. What's the second level? So we say second level is Vahim Shemaya. Torah is Sefer, it's a mistake. It should say Vahayaki V'yacha is the second level. Sheyoyse Gedoyah, because it's larger than Shema. Ula Parshas Kadesh, Ula Parshas Vahim Shemaya. Sheheim aruchas, well, those are the long ones. Vayim shemoa is longer than vayiki v'yecha. So switch those two. There you get the thinnest parchment. V'remod chayafi kosev the Baal Levush writes, shasoyf m'shalhem ois n'tikun acher. Their sofer have a different eitzel. Shakal klof m'hem shalfim b'oyrich echad bov yechad. Each parchment is the exact same length and thickness. Ela shemenichin gilyonim y'parshas ha'katzaris. But when you do a small parshak shema, you have this big empty spot. And when you write v'haya ki aviyacha, it's not that empty, and then kaddish and v'haya shemo is filled. So again, you want the parchments to be identical, but you'll have a lot of empty space for the shema parsha. The problem is we don't do any of this. The notes on the side bring that the Keses HaSofer wrote that we're not knowing, because the Keses HaSofer is written by Shlomo Gansfri, the author of Keses Shulchan Aruch. He wrote an authoritative sefer on Saf, it's called Keses HaSofer. And since he wrote, there been many reprints with Perushim on his Sefer. So Kesa Sefer says, we don't do this. We don't have three different klafim and three, we don't do that. So what's Pshat in the Kesa Sefer? So it quotes the Pshat like this. It used to be, the batim were made from an exceedingly thin and soft parchment. So the thickness of the parashas would actually stick out. And you can see the difference between this bias and this bias of the Shavosh, the parsha size makes a difference. So they're describing how to make them uniform. They should all be the same. But today, our batim are totally different. We have thick, strong batim. You can't tell what's inside there. You can't recognize. You have no clue if the parasha inside is long or shorter. There's no hiddur anymore. The only cause of hiddur mitzvah that it should be more beautiful with identical klafim for the parashas of the Shavuos is when it somehow sticks out, but totally inside the batim doesn't make a difference. So for us, our batim are made different, so we don't worry about the fact that the parashas are actually different sizes in the Shavuos.